This is Twit.
So Instagram introduced a new app today, a free app called Hyperlapse. It's actually pretty cool. It is iOS only. They say we can't really do it on Android because they'd have to modify how the accelerometer works. The idea is it allows you to do time lapses, but it will automatically smooth the video. Here's their example of video at their Instagram blog. And I think it's really cool. If you look at the before and after, they've really got a quite an interesting technology. Microsoft showed something like this a few weeks ago from the Microsoft lab. And everybody said, oh, that's neat. Must take a lot of processing power. Well, no, you could do it on an iPhone. Be even better on the new iPhone, I imagine, with a new processor. So
that Microsoft made a research paper. Instagram made an app.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Right. Oh, we could do that. So I made a hyperlapse. I recorded this show. And it took, by the way, I should point out, rendering it took some time. So let me go to... I could share this, but I won't, before I share it, let me... it's a little bit obscure. I guess I've put it in my camera, in my gallery, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. So this is my hyperlapse. okay, and true to form, I've recorded it sideways just to irk all of you, because I'm of the opinion that the new...
It won't look so bad. Can you flip your iPad to be long ways? There you go. It was intentional.
It was in purpose.
It's new media, old man. Get with it. I'm talking about the person who's complaining about this.
This doesn't really show it off because the thing wasn't moving.
Right. I think the power is the
stabilization. The real power is walking down the road. But anyway, you can do a time lapse. It was very easily. It is only iOS. And it is... And yes, you should record vertically. Dang it.
You're real pushing that now.
If it was good enough for 2001 A Space Odyssey's computers...
That's right.
Who are you to judge anybody?
That's right.
Oh, I suppose Stanley Kubrick was wrong about that, and he's just one of the smartest people who ever held a camera.
So let's do a new hyperlapse. Here, I'll just jiggle it a lot, okay? There isn't much light here. Find a brighter spot. This is studio lighting hyperlapse. What the hell you want?
Get your shots together.
I'm moving around.
You gotta have someone walk through the studio, Leo.
Listeners, be ready to capture this as an animated GIF.
I will do a walk through the studio, and I will post it after the show. How about that?
That's good.
And so here's my hyperlapse. Now,
you gave it a bit of a challenge.
I can slow it down. I can slow it down. I can speed it up. Let's go all the way. Whoa!
Fear and Loathing in Petaluma.
Okay. Now, if I press the checkbox, now it's going to render it. Now watch the new improved hyperlapse. I don't know how to get...
I don't know what it's going to do.
I don't know how to get to it. That's my problem here. The app leaves a little bit to be desired, frankly. I don't know. Do I have to go to my library? It's for the kids.
Lost Tim Van Damme.
So here is this slowed down... That sucks. Okay, it's hyperlapse.
Leo broke the laws of time and space.
It's worth the price.
What I do think is interesting is there's a hyperlapse by somebody else, and then there's a hyperlapse by Instagram. I wonder
if it's the same. There's many hyperlapses. Get the hyperlapse by Instagram.
Right.
It's just a name collision. A popular thing on the App Store, I find.